Well, good morning, everyone. It's me again, Dr. C, with another one of my titanium tidbits for the morning hum. We are rounding out our week of reminders for your self-worth. So today is no different. If you can hear the music playing in the background, my music of choice from YouTube today is music to remove negative energy, music for sleep, most beautiful meditation music for 8 hours. That is my music of choice for today, and it's all about removing that negative energy. So my small message for you today for our titanium tidbit is this. Listen, you have a lot of people who had great family members, great moms, great dads, great loved ones. And when they lose those people, the first thing they do on social media is to either get into a private message or they announce, those of you who are at war with your loved ones, y'all need to make peace because you never know when your time is up and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Stop listening to those inexperienced experts, because they had wonderful lives with the people that they love. It has nothing to do with the hell that your loved ones put you through. What you need to do, instead of making peace with the evil that hasn't changed a bit, that's only going to bring more hell to your past, is this. You need to make peace with yourself. You need to forgive yourselves for whatever it is that you think that you did to cause that harm and that pain upon your bodies, minds, and spirits and souls. That's what you need to do. You need to learn how to forgive yourself. And in doing so, you forgive them enough to the point where you're moving forward, where you can heal. But do not allow anyone to tell you to continue to pour that gasoline on your body and set yourself on fire to keep those who continually harm you warm. Don't do it, people. You don't have to. Remember your self-worth. Know that you're a precious gem on this earth. Know that you deserve to be loved, honored, and respected. I need you to hear my words today as we end our week of reminders for knowing your self-worth. I need you to know that you don't have to go back and make peace with anything or anyone who continually brings harm and hurt into your lives. You do not have to do that. What you have to do is learn how to make peace and heal with yourselves. And in doing so, you are allowed to make that break. Now, I'm not saying don't try later. If that's what you choose to do, I would never tell you that. But there comes a time when enough is enough. And when I say enough is enough, again, you have to stop dousing yourself with fire to keep other people warm. So therefore, I want you to remember your self-worth. This is the end of our week. Next week, I'm not too sure what I'm going to be speaking about, but it will be another week of reminders. So be looking for that on social media. But until next time, listen, I'm Dr. C. This has been another one of my titanium tidbits for the morning hum. I want you to know your self-worth. Please remember that you're just as important as the people that you've allowed for far too long to make you feel insignificant. Till next time, be well, be blessed, and I will talk to you soon.